Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, thank you for joining us. Daybreak by Gwendolyn Leavell is the inspirational story of a single female survivor of mental and emotional stress of everyday life in a world plagued by fear, danger, and the uncertainty of tomorrow. When confronted with the unexpected turmoil, the first source of defense is spiritual faith in overcoming adversity. And these are the stories to tell when terror comes to visit. Gwendolyn fell in love with reading at an early age. Books became her avenue of escape from the pressure and stress of growing up in a single-parent household. She expressed that she could travel the world unseen and unheard and destinations unknown when there is a book in her hand. The talented author of Daybreak, Gwendolyn Leavell, is our guest on This Week in America. Gwendolyn, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
It's a pleasure to hear you.
It is so good to have you here. I've been looking forward to our conversation in talking about the book Daybreak. What was the inspiration, and we'll talk about the book here in a second, but what was the inspiration to write Daybreak? Where did this idea come from to publish the book?
Well, I did experience reoccurrences early in my life. But what started me on this book, I organized a self-defense course class for women at church. And so I gave a speech. When I confronted adversity three times several years ago. And after the speech, someone said, "Gwen, are you a writer?" "A writer?" I said, "Well, I've written several books. Why don't you tell your story of three sessions or occurrences that happened in your lifetime?" Well, that was in the day of pandemic. That Saturday was the self-defense course. The next day, we were in pandemic, COVID. Well, I thought about it, but I gave it up. So much was going on in the world at that time. But several years later, I kept my notes, and I decided now was the time to write Daybreak. It's magical. It's emotional. It's spiritual. And it will help others to confront their anxieties when adversity is in their life.
The book is so relatable. The book is so relatable.
And it's so surreal, too, because I borrow from my childhood.
Yes.
As well as my adult life. And it just came together with the Holy Spirit, my Lord and Savior, and Almighty God. I could just feel their spirit on Daybreak. And I titled it Daybreak because the occurrences happened in the daytime. So I thought, Daybreak is a good title when you take a break to do wrong.
Yes, and it's easy to remember. If you know the story, it's very understandable. The title, Daybreak, the book is available at Amazon, at Page Turner, the publisher, pageturner.us. The link's on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and at Gwendolyn's website, which is gidley.live. And all these links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I mentioned you were a female survivor, mental and emotional stress, and you talked briefly there about the occurrences that happened to you, three incidents, and how you got through these. Tell us a little bit about the background on that and what Daybreak is all about. It's really that story and how you survived, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I realized that the speech I gave at church was just a speech. I had to create a storyline. It's a good thing I'm a writer, because after each occurrence, I took notes. I wrote about it, and I stored it away in a box with all my other stories. And I just love how it turned out. I was one of those people who thought, well, nothing bad is going to happen to me. I'm always with people, carpooling, church pooling, school pooling.
Yes.
People was always in my life, so I always felt sort of safe. But I underestimated how danger can come to you when you are alone on the weekend walking to work. And this is where I encounter adversity, walking to work. And one time, I think it was the third story, an ordinary guy that I drove to work. And then I drove to the bank. But my favorite story, they're all my favorites. But I like the little rascals. In the first story, the bus caper, the bus stop caper. And I wasn't, usually there's no problem. Where I lived at the time, the apartment house is set far back off the road on its own plot. There are no residential homes in the area. We're next door to a Methodist church, or was next door to a Methodist church and parsonage. So on weekends, I would walk to work. And walking to work was like 4 country miles. And you know a country mile can be long.
It can be a long one, yes.
But it would take probably 15, 20 minutes on Saturdays to walk. And that part of town was quiet, no cars, no people, no anything. So that was when I decided, and I had been walking to work on weekends for probably 13 years with no problem, no issues. Now, have you, which is your favorite story? We'll talk about that. Or have you read the stories?
Well, yeah, they all resonate as you're reading them, and you can relate and you can feel the emotion there. The bus caper you mentioned is certainly a powerful story. And the thing that's so fascinating is what you had these three incidents in a very short period of time, didn't you?
This is true. I couldn't believe it.
Well, yeah, you got one, okay, and then in the second, and then a third in a short period of time. I didn't mean to interrupt, but it's three. I just want to emphasize that. The amazing how they occurred. Talk about the timing of that and the toll it took on you.
Well, actually, it was, the timing is hard to really, I believe, and I'm guessing, I believe each occurrence was several months, that's 12 months in a year, at least 3 months apart. And I just couldn't believe that. I started to think I was being targeted, but these were strangers. I didn't even know them. But what got me through it was my faith. Growing up, we were church-going people, and that stayed with me throughout my life. So I've always come to depend on the Holy Spirit. And Father God, in Jesus' name. And prayer to me is like just having a conversation.
Yes.
With God, in Jesus' name. So each Saturday before I started out for work, I would pray. I'm praying while I'm walking, because I have my Father with me and the Holy Spirit in Christ, and they keep me company. And I find that to be very spiritually soothing when you're walking alone. You don't expect trouble. My only fear of walking alone was the four-legged critter, like dogs.
Yes.
You know, wild dogs.
Yep.
Never encountered that. And I was just super shocked at my first encounter. And that was the bus stop caper.
And then it happened again.
This book is magical because I can still, you know, I'm touching it now and I just feel the Spirit on it. This book is going places. It's been selling.
Yes.
But I can feel the Spirit on it as I touch it. And I read it. Now, here's the strange thing. I wrote the stories, but each time I read the stories, I learn something different about myself.
Interesting.
And this is the type of book you can put in your purse or handbag or book bag if you're really not into a long book. 22 pages, it's great, but there's one thing about it. You start reading, you realize, at least I do, I couldn't just read it one time. I had to stop and reread it because I missed something. There's a message in each page. You just can't fast speed read.
Yes, yes.
Because it takes time to concentrate and get involved emotionally with the characters. I even gave the weather character. It's just amazing.
You need the time for this message to soak in as you're reading it. And Gwendolyn is exactly right. You need to do it slowly and thoughtfully. Our guest is Gwendolyn Leavell. That's L-E-A-V-E-L-L, V as in Victor. Her website is gidley.live, book available at pageturner.us in their bookstore. Usual places and all these links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The book was featured in Publishers Weekly recently, also in the Ingram Advanced Catalog issue, had a story in there about this book. If you're watching the video version of this on YouTube, you'll see a picture, of course, the book cover is there, a picture of Gwendolyn, and also rotating with that, a picture of Gwendolyn and the book cover being featured in New York's Times Square. The book is very popular around the country, actually around the world, and you'll find out why. Getting some information and starting to read a copy of Daybreak. Talk a little bit about the main character. What's the main character like?
Well, the main character would be me. And I'm even shocked at that, but I was able to write this narrative about me because I never really consider myself to be anxious or having anxiety, but it's normal when you're faced with something you're not familiar with.
Yes.
You get nervous, and I thought I'm over that. I'm a grown-up, but that isn't true. Anxiety affects all life, all stages, all ages. You can understand kids being anxious, but adults, you think, well, I'm grown up. I can face the world, but I find one thing about myself. I can face the world with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because he came here to give us life more abundantly. He didn't come here for us to be in fear. But he also gave us the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, to lead us through life, even when adversity comes. And sometimes when we pray, we want things to happen right now.
Yes.
I was really shocked when something did happen right now in the trash can brawler. I continued when I confronted him, and I won't read it because it'll spoil it for those who might read it, but I continue to pray, oh, Lord, let the guard step out. Just let the guard step out, because this man, young man, was following me, but he had made a disturbance before I saw him. And when I see, I don't want to go into the whole story, but let me read something.
Okay. This is from Gwendolyn's book, Daybreak. And get Gwendolyn's website is very simple. Gidley.live. That's GIDLEY.live. And you'll have a link you can use by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Going to read to us now a little excerpt from the story of the trash can brawler.
Right. And he was the person who was kicking trash cans. Okay, here's the verse I want to read. I kept watching the man while I walked as quietly as I could. He was showing no concern for public property or safety. He tossed the lid of a trash can in the air like a frisbee. It was propelled by the wind and floated high and low and finally crash landed, twisted and bent in the middle of the road. He didn't even stop to consider what he was doing. He kept kicking those trash cans and throwing random things. There was trash all around him. Bent trash cans and lids were overturned. Broken electronics were scattered everywhere. And the air was carrying the putrid smell of garbage. Seeing him now made the loud noises make sense. The man was behaving erratically. Nonetheless, there was something strange and peculiar about this young man that initially escaped my awareness. He was staggering, stumbling, and wildly pummeling his fists in the sky. He was punching at something invisible. It was as if he had an opponent that only he could see. With closer observation, I instantly recognized it, the condition from his lack of coordination. He was either high on drugs or coming out of a drunken stupor. I will stop there, because this was the condition, the young man, the condition caused him to behave erratically.
Yes. And that's in the...
And when I noticed that, my main thought was to get away quietly. I sure would like to read the whole book.
Well, people can do that for themselves, and you can do that very simply. I told you where you can get information, the book available, Wherever books are sold, if you go to pageturner.us, the publisher, you'll find the book there in their bookstore. Information on Gwendolyn's website, gidley.live, G-I-D-L-E-Y.live. That's the trash can brawler that you'll read about, the other stories, the other occurrences in the book as well. Time's gone by so quickly. A couple minutes left in the program, Gwendolyn. What message, lesson do you hope that the readers take away from reading Daybreak? What do you hope the lasting message is?
Whatever situation you're in, good or bad, wrong or right, just remember a conversation with the Lord and with the Holy Spirit is always available to you, to all of us. The Lord is always with us. If you believe in His Word and apply His Word to your life, then the Lord, our personal Savior, is there to help you. Just call on Him. He's just a conversation away. Thank you, Eric.
Well said, and that really works so well. It got you through all of these experiences. You learned from all of these experiences. Still learning, it sounds like, from all these experiences as you go back and read these in your book, Daybreak. Do you have any plans to write another book? A very talented author. What are you working on now?
Well, I'm not sure. I do know since Daybreak, I like writing short stories.
Yes.
I'm out of the long novel business. It's just, I like short stories because they get to the point and they can be very effective and they are portable. You can bring it anywhere.
Yes.
Yeah, on the plane, in your briefcase.
You don't need
a... I like short stories.
Well, again...
And so this could be the beginning for me.
Well, I hope that it is.
I've written stories most of my life.
I hope that it is, and the short stories are so nice because, as you said, you can use them in a short period of time. You've got a train ride, a bus ride. You're sitting around a doctor's office, and you're waiting in between appointments
right.
or whatever. You've got a time to actually read something, learn something, and be motivated by that, and that's the case with Gwendolyn's book, Daybreak. Our guest, Gwendolyn Leavell, that's L-E-A-V as in Victor, E-L-L. Her website is gidley.live, G-I-D-L-E-Y.live. And the book published by Page Turner, the book available there in their bookstore, pageturner.us. Of course, all of the usual places wherever books are sold and a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Gwendolyn, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Love to do it again. Time went by so quickly. It's a very important story that you've written. So well done. And reading the reviews, it's really life-altering, life-changing for so many people. Thank you for sharing your story and talking about Daybreak on the program today.
Thank you for having me.
It has been our pleasure. Gwendolyn Leavell is our guest, the author of the book, again, is called Daybreak, and you'll find it wherever books are sold. I'll send you to Gwendolyn's website, Gidley, G-I-D-L-E-Y.live. And, of course, link on to This Week in America and get all of the information and the links available there for the book, Daybreak. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.